Welcome to Core Nourishment. I'm Annie Wagner, your host. This podcast is designed to empower, inspire, ignite presence, purpose, and intention in your day.
Welcome back to the Core Nourishment podcast. This is Annie Wagner, your host. And I am just feeling so lit up right now and grateful. My heart is bursting. I just had the most amazing conversation. I can't wait to share next. And I just want just to thank all of you for continuing to be here, for subscribing, listening, and sharing my podcast with others who you think might benefit. If you are interested in being a guest, please reach out. I would love to hear from you. You can find me at anniewagoner.com or on Instagram at Core Nourishment. And if you wouldn't mind just taking a quick second and heading on over to Apple Podcasts and offer a rating and a review if you haven't already done so, that would be so awesome. I would so appreciate it. All right. So episode 64, Dr. Joe Esposito is a high intention, lifestyle focused chiropractor, certified clinical nutritionist, and founder CEO of three incredible health and wellness movements in the world, Align Life, Aceva, and Life Plus MD. In this episode, Joe shares about two pivotal experiences he had years ago that woke him up and catapulted him into channeling his frustrations and energy into becoming a chiropractor, entrepreneur, and determined, compassionate leader in natural healthcare. He went on to create an all-natural line of clinically inspired nutritional products, Aceva, and is on a mission to educate and empower communities and individuals all over the globe. In our conversation, Joe also talks about staying curious, challenging our thoughts, releasing stories and guilt, coming back to small, consistent habits like hydration, deep breaths, and meditation, working toward harmony and expanding self-awareness. I had an absolute blast connecting with and interviewing Dr. Joe and left our time together, as I mentioned earlier, just feeling so enlivened and inspired. Enjoy listening to Joe's brilliance and walking away with some awesome nuggets of wisdom. And if you're interested in learning more about him and or reaching out to him directly, you can find him at alignlife.com, lifeplusmd.com, and at aceva.com. Also, for the month of March, just like I shared in my last episode with Dr. Christina, both Dr. Christina and Dr. Joe are offering a giveaway for all listeners here. So make sure to tune into our announcement at the end of this episode to learn more and take advantage of this wonderful gift. Thank you so much for joining me on the show, Dr. Joe.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm excited to share.
I'd love to start with what is nourishing you today? What's lighting you up and giving you energy?
That's a great question. I think numerous fronts in my business, where my businesses are all based on natural healthcare, wellness movement, kind of along the same philosophy that you and your guests, your audience appreciates. Just watching my team gain more awareness and grow in their own consciousness as they serve doctors and patients. So I love my immediate circle growing because it tells me that we're able to impact more people, if that makes sense. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's kind of what I have gratitude right now for the current time.
That's amazing. And from what I've researched, Dr. Joe, you have quite a team that you've created. Can we go ahead and share with our listeners like the backstory? So what has led you to create it's you're CEO of Align Life. So I'm assuming that's kind of the team you're talking about, but then you have your immediate team right where you are. So can you share the backstory?
Yeah, we have three different companies. One is Align Life, which is a natural health chain of clinics, around 40 clinics through the states. We also have a nutrient company called Aceva, where we provide products nationally, internationally, hospitals, MDs, chiros. And then we have hormone balancing clinics that provide helping people regulate in their midlife to optimize hormones. Those are three of the things I do. And as most entrepreneurs, we usually go into it, usually, believe it or not, it's not a desire for money. It's wanting to solve a frustration, a pain, an adversity, something, and you're empowered to be dumb enough to think it's going to be easy and passionate enough to take the ride. If we all knew what we were getting into, we would never do it if we knew the amount of work. But we're blinded by our passion or our frustration that makes us want to make change. That's kind of how I see entrepreneurship. So
yeah, that's a great way to phrase it.
My two stories that created, and everyone, we all have these stories that drive us to make decisions. First, I had an injury when I was a kid, and I wanted to be a surgeon. Debating between heart surgery, brain surgery. I just love the vital organs and surgery. It was such a powerful, scary, but intimidating, but exciting venture. And I had an injury in high school on my back, and I couldn't wrestle anymore. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I got meds, went to the hospital, got MRIs, did all these different things. And I was drugged for 6 months. Grades went down. Didn't really feel like myself. And I was living in this pain. And my wrestling coach says, I'm going to take you to a chiropractor. And I said, I'm not going to one of those quacks. I'm going to be a surgeon. I'm not doing it. And I wouldn't go. And I lived in pain another 2 or 3 months. And then he says, we're going to the chiropractor today. And I said, no, we're not. He goes, I called your mother. I got a request. So get in the car. So I was kidnapped to the chiropractor. And one adjustment, everything went away. And I was like, oh my God. So that started my journey in the chiropractic realm to build that company.
Wow.
And second quick story, my dad got I was sitting in the room and he got a IV when he had a heart arrhythmia in the hospital. And they put in the IV. He died less than a minute later from that injection right in front of me.
Oh my gosh.
Caused some kidney failure and whatnot. And it was really the need for a nutrient, but they altered the nutrient to make it synthetic so they could patent it to make money. Mm. I learned all this after, and I created a mission to promote natural products, even in a hospital. And last year, my first hospital implemented my nutrient line to the hospital. So I feel like I closed that loop. So those are my two stories to drive my crazy journey.
Wow. Yeah. Powerful. Really powerful, Joe. Thank you for, and thank you for like opening up and sharing with boldness there. That's really traumatic to have, I imagine, to witness your dad in that. I mean, a minute, like that's devastating.
Yes. I didn't even do an autopsy. I didn't even do the lawsuit. I didn't even, because I knew he would be like, channel it. And I just channeled it. And it gives me peace as I keep impacting more lives, speaking more truths about the body is designed to be healthy. It's like literally designed to live 120 years healthy. And people don't know that. So speaking about it gives me peace every day as I take the journey. So,
and that's such a huge piece too, to touch upon. And I really like highly respect your willingness to kind of move through what I imagine were the waves of like anger, confusion, like what just happened to like, okay, we're going to channel this into a way to be of service and educate and empower others to take, you know, control of their health in this really like just wise way. Because I truly believe also, yeah, our bodies are wired for healing if we can only learn how to tap into the capacity. So that's brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'd love to learn more about Aceva. I've learned through my wonderful opportunity of connecting with Dr. Christina a little bit last week, and then also just from my own reading. So you had that experience with your dad, and then I imagine did a ton of research and then started creating these natural wellness formulas. Is that correct?
Yeah, I started as a chiropractor, board certified naturopathy, clinical nutritionist. So I had this whole background. I was seeing patients. I ran 6 clinics and I was pre-post testing salivary stools, blood, hormones, constantly looking at what can you do naturally to make a change that's objective because in the conventional world of healthcare, they challenge everything we do. So I was obsessed with using markers objective that are accepted by conventional and proving outcomes with simple things like let's drink water and check a problem. Let's breathe deep. Let's give some simple nutrients. And I was shocked as to how the body is just ready and willing for healing. And it may need a resource. It may need to remove a toxin. It may need nerve flow when chiropractic comes in. It may just need something, but it's triggered to work well. And it blows my mind as to how much healing you can create by just giving what it needs. So Aceva started to become, we started with formulations and then we turned into a service-based nutrition company where we do health coaching, we do lab testing. We want to take you from A to B wherever you are instead of just giving you supplements, because I don't know if that's really serving the client by just taking more pills in an allopathic way, even though they're natural. I don't know if that's really serving them well. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing that you are passionate about educating, you know, that to have your patients actually understand like the process that's happening in their bodies and what they're feeding it, you know? So I really love that.
Yeah, my personal mission, my life purpose is to basically inspire a state of self-awareness in the world to raise consciousness, because I find it's all about awareness, because a lot of our patients, our friends or families live in this mind-numbing monotony of life that they don't have an awareness of what they're doing because they're just doing, you know. And we know living outside of that with meditative and yoga and different practices to separate yourself from your mind. But most of the world lives in their mind and they don't know what they're doing because they're doing. So I love opening for awareness and then allow the consciousness and the brilliance of the human mind to look at that and question it. That's all. That's really all I want to do is question, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
And healing will ensue, I think, even amongst just that question. Why am I doing that? Right.
Yeah. Staying curious.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's beautiful. Would you say, Dr. Joe, that you've always had that curiosity? You know, I guess, especially after that experience in high school wrestling and then.
Yeah, I was pretty, I kind of followed the, you know, too much ego and too much, I thought I knew it all because I wanted to be a doctor and I was going to work in a hospital. And that thing just knocked me over. Mm. And I went into some guy's home who had a home office with his bare hands. He took away 2 years of pain and for $70. And I had 30, 40 grand in insurance bills and things. And some guy removed all of my pain in a split second. I was dumbfounded I thought the world just taught us everything we need to know. We just got to learn what they give you. I didn't know sometimes you have to take your own path. I wasn't aware of that. And now I've realized, you know, it's been 30 years, is that you got to be curious, like you said, and maybe step off the train everyone's on and just look around and question the path that the herd is going on. And that day changed me to that method of thinking.
And that, I mean, obviously, or maybe in that moment, but is that what propelled you then to continue to explore the path of chiropractic?
Yeah. Well, from there, I was like, why don't more people know about this? Why didn't anyone tell me? Why didn't the surgeon, the MD, the family practice guy tell me you could move a bone in the spine and help nerves function better? Like, why wouldn't anyone say that to me? That's not right. And I was caught in that for 20 years. Why don't people say that? Mm-hmm. So I started opening clinics in the medical world. I had a clinic in OBGYN office. I had a clinic in a spine surgeon because I would befriend and I would teach the medical world what we do. And they didn't know. They weren't bad or mean or they didn't not love their patients. They had no clue what we did. So I even built a nonprofit mission company and I go around the world and provide chiropractic and the medical guys or dentists come with us and say, they're so amazed at the work, the creative artistic work of chiropractic. So that's another way I help them with their awareness.
Yeah, that's huge. Because I also, what I love too, is hearing like you helped to kind of break that huge assumption, you know, of like, oh, chiropractors are quacks, you know, yeah. Like what you had, what you felt, you know.
I believe that. Yeah.
And, yeah. And what I also like have heard in my world, you know, I'm super grateful that I actually, my first job, I live in New Hampshire. My first job when we moved here was being a first office manager to two chiropractors who are now like my, you know, two of my closest friends. And so I feel grateful to have been exposed to chiropractic, you know, through them and the incredible healing capacities that they also educate people about. But then even while I started that job, I had people questioning like, wait, chiropractic? Like what? Like, isn't that like quack stuff? You know? So I just love hearing that you were like, okay, I'm so impassioned about like wanting to understand why, like, I didn't know about this earlier, that you then created a nonprofit about educating. Like that's, talk about another way you channeled your energy.
Yeah. It's, I always laugh and say, it's just, be careful if you stay frustrated, you end up opening more either entrepreneurial journeys because you want to solve them.
So. Yeah. Well, so I'm curious to know, I'm more curious about you. What do you do in your daily life that helps to keep you feeling enlivened and awake and not just kind of doing the mundane doing that you were talking about before?
I think it's I do a lot of habitual things consistently. I've realized that healing is not something you can do by stretching for an hour on the weekend or eating really well for a full 2 weeks in a row and then not. It's habitual, small, little things. So, you know, now I'm on my treadmill while we're talking because in the middle of the day around 2:30, I take a walk, whether I'm on a meeting or whether I'm off work. I'm just going to do my habits and build my work around my habits, not build my habits around my work. So I dictate mm-hmm. all of my actions throughout the day. So I'll get up between 4:30 and 5. I live on the beach, so I'll meditate on my rooftop. And then I'll go on the beach and I will run for a couple miles. I'll come back, I'll drink a greens drink. I will do some reading, then I'll clean up and I'll start my day. So I break up that morning ritual. It's just a repetitive, simple 30-minute deal. And then throughout every 90 minutes, I stop and I'm either stretching, walking, I'm breathing, and I just have these Alexa behind me will just say, it's time to do X. And I just do whatever it says because I build the habits, tell someone to tell me to do it. And I just follow the orders of what I created. So
that's brilliant.
So it's kind of my crazy world, but I think it takes some of that because the regular lifestyle is what's hurting us. It's the sedentary life. We have weak bodies. We have pretty resilient minds and weak bodies these days in our current culture. And we're not challenging our physical self as much. And our brains are getting over-challenged with the media and the constant stress and interaction, but the body is getting weaker. So I think we got to reduce that mental engagement and increase our physical stress to keep our bodies more resilient.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. What would you recommend to someone who's listening, who's inspired by what you're sharing, but also completely overwhelmed, doesn't know where to begin?
I'd begin with the free stuff and I'd begin with the stuff that you already know. Doesn't take Google to figure it out. It doesn't take genetic testing. It doesn't take a PhD to understand the basics. And it's funny, when I consult high-end executives, you think that you're going to start with this advanced testing. And basically what we start is breathing and drinking water. The world's dehydrated. You mm-hmm. just increase water. You're going to filter. You're going to clean. You're going to increase function. You're going to hydrate cells. You're going to detoxify. That's just water. So I don't even begin anything until just get hydrated. Just start there and then just start breathing. If you can't drink water and breathe first before you invest money, you're just wasting money. Like, let's start with the free, because I won't allow a patient to get into the victimhood of like, it costs too much, or it's like, it takes a lot of time. So I'll start with things to create disciplined, habitual moves, and then I'll build on that. But whether I'm dealing terminal cancer patients or elite athletes, I'm going to start with the basics, breathing, water. We utilize chiropractic air to help nerve flow from the brain to the body through the alignment of the spine. And then basics of nutrients. We eat things without labels that aren't boxed or canned, that you have to pick out and put it in a bag and eat it, and start there. And your life will change. Just those three, four things.
Yeah.
It sounds sexy, but if you do it, it's the baseline, I think.
Yeah. If you do it, it becomes sexy. I mean, right?
Like, there you go.
You're most enlivened and vibrant. So I love it. That's really empowering. I think that's super, a super simple yet powerful reminder to everyone that we have these free tools right around us, within us. And just to ground back one small action step at a time. So
if we give that granular to your audience, like water intake, half your body weight in ounces of water, split out throughout the day. So have a glass water bottle by your bed, in your office, and they sell them on Amazon, 500 milliliter. Four of those is most body weights is fine. So I have one in my office, I have one by my bedside, I have like three of them, and I drink at least 4 to 5 of those a day. And that's just the beginning. That's just water. And even if you start urinating fast because your body's not used to water, keep going. Your body will start to take this fluid and decide, you know what? This is pretty valuable. I should use it instead of just letting it come out, and it'll start hydrating. But people judge the action right away. Like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom all the time. Like, just allow your body to utilize. And then breathing, set an alarm every 90 minutes to take 10 deep breaths from your abdomen. Push the abdomen out, raise the chest, raise the shoulder, and then let the breath fall out of you, not force it. And it'll calm you and allow your hormones to regulate. And do that every 90 minutes throughout the day. Just do that for a month, those two things. And watch what happens.
Yeah.
That's all free.
No, that's brilliant. And I loved your suggestion of multiple water bottles, because you know, I often will say, like, pick out your favorite water bottle, treat yourself to a new one, you know, get it bigger. But I like the idea of multiple, because the challenge is then, okay, I forgot to carry it around with me, or, oh, I left it on my desk at work. I forgot to put it on my bedside table in the morning. Right. So the more to support yourself, the better.
Yeah. You're a health coach, so you get the practicality of it. One thing is the mindset. We got to create curiosity, and we got to get you to challenge your habits. But then it's practically, how do I eat broccoli, those little trees? Or do you cook them? Do you bake them? Do you just bite it off? It's like, looks like a little tree. I don't get it. How do you eat it? Like, they don't know if they've never been into the world of, protecting the body and helping the body heal. And you got to guide them. So like nutrients, you know, running a supplement company, one thing I don't do is, I used to have all the supplements in the kitchen. Then I'm like, but when I go to sleep, I lay in bed, I have water there, but then I got to go get that supplement, magnesium and other things to help me sleep, but I never get up. So I never take it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why don't I just create a little box by my bed with the water? So before I go to bed, I don't have to get back up. And that changed my compliance 100%. But it's a little step like that, tiny step, that creates our ability to be compliant, right? Does that make sense? So that's—
Oh yeah, that's a great example. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. That's awesome. I'm smiling, listeners, because I'm watching Joe and he's just like moving. I just love that you're walking while we're chatting, and I'm sitting on a yoga, like a big bouncy ball.
All right. So
I
can
bounce, but I love the walking. So that's awesome. You're literally like living, breathing, showing your example as we podcast. Yeah. So I'm curious right now, Joe, you've shared, you know, in this episode so far, just like how frustration and you know, some of your hardship has helped you channel to create this world for yourself, being of service to others and educate around health and wellness. Is there a current frustration right now that you are aware of and like kind of moving through and creating from?
Yeah, it's kind of, I think, what we talked about is making things simple. I'm struggling in creating simplicity. And in my clinics, I've made the decision recently that a new patient, we're like, when do we do a lab test? When do we do body composition? When do we do x-ray? And now we're doing all three, and we're creating a well-rounded awareness and then picking what is the number one thing we can do for that patient, but then creating kind of a roadmap of saying, just like I was saying about the water and whatnot, is what do we do first? If the spine is not functioning well and we have nerve dysfunction, we got to clear that up. But if the body comp, they're 200 pounds overweight, the spine and the nervous system can't function well until we start reducing weight. If the lab test says they're full of inflammation and we don't regulate that, then we should do that. So the clinician's job is to look at it and create a path for a patient instead of saying, we're just going to do this first and a year later we'll do this. The patient doesn't have the full awareness of what's going on. So right now I'm working with removing the frustration from the patient to say as much awareness I can give in the beginning and then create a pathway over a period of time and let them know healing. I mean, the journey is the journey. It's not a week. It's not like you're done. It's like, if you want this being to function the rest of your life, we go on a journey. You don't cut your hair like three times in a month and leave it for 5 years if you want your hair to look the same, or you don't brush your teeth a lot for 2 weeks, three times a day, and then don't brush for 6 months. You go on a journey with your teeth to make sure you keep health. You go on a journey with your hair, your body, your mind, and it's a lifetime journey. And we're trying to teach that to the, whether it be your audience or our patients, is do you want to do a journey together? Let's do it. If you don't, you want to do something for a week, then there's some gimmick online or a TV that you could buy for $99 to do a week thing that's going to make you sexy, rich, and healthy. I just won't sell you that.
So. Yeah. No, that's such a huge point. And again, powerful reminder. It's like one of my favorite mantras right now is like, we're training for life. You know, it's also like we've heard, like, it's the marathon of life, not the sprint, you know, just kind of those like phrases. But for myself personally, in my own athletic endeavors, I keep reminding myself as I like my old, you know, college athlete, pardon me, wants to go, like, go all out in every workout or every run. It's like, oh no, come on. Like, the goal is long-term, long game. I want to stay active until I die at 120. So I've got to, like, you know, meet myself where I'm at, and we're training for life. So for myself, my clients, so it resonates very much what you're saying.
Well, what sport did you play?
So I in college, I was a field hockey player and a rower.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I grew up as a competitive gymnast for 8 years and then kind of dabbled in all sorts of different sports. I really like loved everything I found, you know, and then I've been a climber in my past. After college, really got into running just because it was a great way to keep me in shape. And then in the last few years with my husband, we've gotten a lot into road cycling. And I've also done some triathlons. So Yeah, it's fun. A lot of endurance sports, but at the same time, I've always loved strength training just from, you know, especially my rowing days, we would do a lot of strength training. And so enjoy keeping that in my routine, as well as I practice yoga pretty regularly as a yoga teacher too. So it's fun. I love moving my body in ways that bring me aliveness and joy. And I love working with people around that concept too of, you know, just making sure to ask, like, is this activity, is this practice, is this sport bringing you joy? Because I think that's an important ingredient.
I think that's a great point is, you know, I try to create an environment of, like today, in 2.5 hours, right here on my my rooftop, we'll be doing yoga.
Oh, that's amazing. What a spot.
And then we'll have a glass of wine after with a group of about 10 people. And then I'll be doing biking along the beach tomorrow with different people, and then social after. So to combine life with, instead of I have to go to the gym, or I'm not like on the treadmill, just running on a treadmill to lose weight and focusing on the treadmill, I'm on a treadmill to keep moving while I'm doing something I need to do. Does that make sense? So I think they have to, people have to sit and say, how can I create stack your wellness into your life? So it's like, I want to listen to a podcast and I want to get a massage. I don't have time. Then I want to, so get the massage, have the massage therapist come over, play the podcast so you're listening. And then right after that, you do a meditation and you did three things in half an hour. And that becomes ritual for you. And when we go from habit to ritual, then we stop the subconscious mind judging what should we do or not do, because you don't judge a ritual. You don't wake up and say, should I brush my teeth today? I brushed yesterday. I'm probably going to brush tomorrow. I may not do it. But you do that about the gym because you have to go there and do this gym thing. It's a task. It's a checkbox. Does that make sense? Like if you don't have to check the box, you just, it's your life. Just better decisions that integrate in what you want to do, not a task.
Yes.
Once it's a task, it's work.
Yeah, so. That mindset piece, that's huge. Yeah, no, that makes so much sense.
So I was challenged at a seminar to say, what are all the things, this is good for an audience to do, get a piece of paper, write down all the things that rejuvenate you. Just start, don't put down the pencil. You got 1 minute, as many things you can write. Try to write 25. And I'm like, reading, running, yoga, breathing, meditation, and I'm running. Like, you got 30 seconds, and I get all these things down. Like, okay, put a one next to things you've done in the last 24 hours. Put a two next to 72. Put a three in a week and four in a month. And I'm like, and five less than 3 months. And I had like 90% fives. And I'm like, oh my goodness. There was only two things out of the 20 that I did in less than 3 months. I was like, and then we took the exercise and how do we habit stack these 20 into groups of three or four? And then I was able to implement 14 of the 20 in a weekly basis. And it was like mind blowing.
That is
like,
amazing.
How can I figure that out?
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That is so cool. I hope everyone listening, I know I'm going to, after we stop this recording, I'm going to go ahead and do that. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
So now you have integrated 14 of those things pretty regularly, weekly?
Pretty regularly. Not perfect, you know, but it's, I don't believe in balance. Everything's balanced. I believe in harmony. You know, you can have your work day. Sometimes I sleep 3 hours. Sometimes I splurge when I eat. Sometimes it's life, right? But we're working towards harmony. The waves of life, it is what it is. So no, I'm not perfect, but 14 more often, way more than I did the two that I was doing years ago.
Yeah. I'm curious, Joe, what was one of those things that you have reconnected with that has just really like reignited you? And what was one of those 14?
Probably meditation. Mm-hmm. I'm type A, I'm a go, go, go. My brain's always firing synapses nonstop. So I have five thoughts and I got into meditation, the point of doing an hour session at a time where you're working your chakras, you're doing Joe Dispenza's work, which is really, really powerful. If I didn't have time for the hour, then I wouldn't do it. It would be kind of like going to the gym. If I didn't get time for my 90-minute workout or I had an injury, so I couldn't lift as much, I'd stop it. Mm. And I learned the adaptation as we age or progress in life. The adaptation is the greatest thing that we need to learn. And the listeners, your audience, probably does what we all do, which is once we stop eating well for a week, we feel so guilty. We say, I forget it. Or you stop working out for a week. You're like, you know what? You have so much guilt that you don't even want to think about it because you have guilt about it. So my favorite quote is, the most important meal is the one after the cheat meal. The most important workout is the one after the one you missed. It's just the most important. It's just, we're all going to stop. We're not perfect, but remove guilt from falling down, get up and start over the next day or 2 days. But the guilt is what stops us, separates us from the habits that we want to do.
Yeah, totally. It freezes us. Traps us. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great quote.
The meditation helped me and I'll do 10 minutes. It's not an hour. But I won't not do 10 because I know that's going to bring me enough peace to cool my mind, keep my thoughts clear, and have more awareness throughout the day. Hour would be better, But if I can't do it, I'm not going to hold the guilt I used to because I didn't do the perfect way, right?
Yeah. No, that's a beautiful example too. And I imagine for everyone listening and for myself included, it is like that reminder, like even 10 minutes does wonders for our bodies, for our brains, for our souls. So say yes to yourself, gift yourself even that little time and see how that ripples out. So yeah. Is there a type of meditation right now that you're enjoying, whether it's a guided Dr. Joe Dispenza or music or just silence?
Now it's silence. Now that I have the pleasure of leaving on the beach, so I have the sound of the waves and whatnot, just it's peaceful. So just the outside sounds, no music anymore. And I'm trying to hold that right now.
That's beautiful. Where are you, Joe? Remind me what beach.
I am in Puerto Rico.
So, oh my gosh.
My front yard. There's my backyard.
Oh my goodness. Look at that water. That's amazing. You are literally right there.
Oh yeah. If you and your husband want to go on a great bike ride, you're welcome to come and visit and I'll take you on a really cool bike ride down here.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for that invite. I will let him know. We'll talk about it tonight. I'll be in touch.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, this has been incredible to meet you and to connect with you. Your energy is like contagious, Joe, and is really inspiring. So I really have appreciated our chat. And I'm curious, is there anything else you would like to leave listeners with before we talk about our little giveaway with Asiva and where people can find you?
I would just say stay curious and challenge your thoughts and be okay with letting go. Once you understand your thoughts, realize a lot of your thoughts come from your stories and be willing to let go of a story maybe once a month. Some story you've been carrying since you were a child or since high school or since your last job or since your boyfriend or girlfriend said something or your mom or dad or teacher, preacher, somebody said something. You've been holding a story that's stagnating your consciousness and disallowing you to think or look or behave different than you did the day before, the year before, the decade before, and just create that curiosity of letting go of some story that's controlling the way you're thinking. Because the freedom of the story creates the curiosity of the mind to be able to create new synapses in the brain and create the cerebral plasticity to raise consciousness by just negating these channel stories that fire the same synapses in the brain and create what I call the mind-numbing monotony of life, where you're so caught in your rut of where you are, you don't even see that you're in the rut, never mind think about how to get out. So let go of a story. And I consciously ask myself when I have a thought sometimes, what story do I have that's making me think this way? And many times if I ask that question, I'm able to understand that behavior or thought I have is based on this story I've been telling myself. Not all the time, but when I can associate that and I end that story, I could change my thinking. And that's a real high level of consciousness that I learned that to change our life, we have to ask ourselves the right question, because it's all about what the question is to understand the answer that's going to help you, you know, lift yourself. And the biggest thing, if you're listening, is all of that is designed to help you escape victimhood, because we're caught in being victims of our lives and our surroundings and everything is external. And realize that when you make that decision to be the victim, that it's outside in effect, you become powerless. And when you own that, victimhood creates you to be powerless. You have no way to solve a problem. You can't because you're the victim, but that's your choice. And when you let go of that, you make the choice that I'm not going to be a victim. You have full power to change your current reality. But until then, you're trapped inside of your victimhood. So anyway, that's my...
Whew. Yeah.
What was the inspiration? I don't know. I came out of nowhere, but I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I have the chills right now. That's a segment I'm going to listen to over and over again. It's so, so important. And it's amazing, Joe, like how easy I know for me, I can just how easy it is to believe a story that, and to feel kind of trapped in it or stuck in it, victim, as you said.
And so to pause, to pull out and to come into that inquiry place, to really question is that's, yeah, thank you. Such a good reminder.
The step before that, I know I can't, we got to stop at some point, but I got inspired here. The step before that question is you're going to be in adversity sometime in the next hour, day, week, month, year. Is soon as you get into adversity, flip to gratitude first. As soon as you feel it, the tightening, the hair raising, the shallow breathing, the angst, the heart beating, as soon as you get into adversity, the second that you feel that and you're releasing cortisol and epinephrine and the whole context of the brain and the body starts to flip into a fight or flight, different mode. All your cells are bathing in different chemicals. As soon as that happens, move into a state of gratitude of everything around you that you're grateful for. Then you can ask about the story and the behavior. But you got to come from a place of gratitude because you'll be in victimhood as soon as you release all these hormones and you're stuck and you're scared. You can't think of it. So you got to go right into gratitude. It'll balance the hormones immediately within seconds because you can't live in gratitude and live in a high cortisol stress state at the same time. It's the universe doesn't allow those two to coexist. Mm-hmm. So that's a great place to learn. And then you can literally be changing your life hour by hour, day by day.
Yeah. Yeah. And just to clarify, Joe, when you say shift to gratitude, you're not saying like dismiss or ignore what's coming up, like, because we want to acknowledge the feelings and also like give spaciousness to feel, but almost be grateful for the experience, for the lessons coming. Is that what I'm hearing?
Great point. It's not like let's patronize or let's fake this. I'm going through something really bad. I just went through something. And at that moment, I feel this. That's a great point. Is no, you're not ignoring the feeling. Feel it. And then say at this moment, where do I have gratitude? Because I got to deal with that.
Yeah.
Let me take 1 second. Let me put that over here on the shelf. Just give me 3 minutes. You know what? I'm healthy. You know what? I can see this beautiful world. I can walk. I make gratitude so simple that no one can take it away from me. I don't do it on wealth or my car or things that could be taken. I have gratitude when I wake up, I can walk. Like I literally can see beautiful color and people think I'm insane, but it keeps my attitude of gratitude. It's hard to knock me down because my gratitude is at a simplicity of the existence of life. Living a day is, wow, that's so cool. I got to live another day. I mean, how do you knock that person down? How do you hurt that attitude? Because the only thing no one can take from you, they can take your everything from you, every material, your family, your health, like everything can be taken. The only thing no one can ever take away from you. And they learn this in concentration camps written by a story. I think it was Frankl said, the only thing they can't take away is your attitude. Mm-hmm. But you own that and no one can pull it from you.
Yeah. So. Wow. Thank you. I noticed as you were sharing all this, I was just breathing so deeply. It was like, wow, like, yes, like taking it all in. So, I feel more expansive because of your energy and that inspiration. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So Joe, where can people find you? And then I'd love to talk a little bit about Asiva.
Asiva, you know, it depends on what you're looking for. Our three movements in the world, in our chiropractic natural health movement is called Align Life, Align like alignment, A-L-I-G-N, life.com. We have clinics around the U.S. and our nutrient line is A-C-E-V-A, Asiva.com. And you could reach out there, ask for a health coach or say, hey, I want to talk to that crazy founder guy. And just tell them, hey, I know Annie, so I want to talk to him and just yell at my staff. And, you know, you can, you'll find a way we can chat. And the third is Life Plus MD is about balancing hormones and helping you through the second half of your life journey, empowering you through regulating and creating hormonal health. So those are my three pathways. And if you're squeaky wheel, we'll figure a way to talk.
So. Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Joe. And because of our opportunity of collaboration and connection here, I know that there is a current giveaway through Aceva. So if you go to aceva.com, A-C-E-V-A.com, you can get 50% off a custom pack. And with for any of my listeners out there, if you order and add the code Annie, so A-N-N-I-E 50, you will get 50% off your first pack and then the next one free. So
yeah, so the what we've realized is we did something really cool. We created a survey to ask people how are they doing from pain, sleep. And we wrote this algorithm to see, we're trying to create a custom pack of a maximum of 5 nutrients, deciding what's best for you. And as we ask these questions, we rate the questions on severity. And then we at the end of the questionnaire, we have weighted everything. And then we know, you know what? Sleep, stress, these 4 things took the top line based on what you said. We're going to put those nutrients in that bag. The cool thing is we compared using a lab test and an algorithm saying if these markers are off, we can get these nutrients. And we did the same thing with a survey by asking you a question. How do you perceive your life and put the nutrients into a pack? And it was about 70 to 80% the same. Now, there's some things in your health that you don't know are happening. Let's say like high cholesterol or so that you don't know, you can't express it, that we got to handle. And that's why it would be different. But I was shocked. It was well over 50% the same. So without a lab, and I always think lab is great. It's the more efficient way. But by a simple survey to get the nutrients you need and not opening 5 bottles and it's 1 pack, take it daily. And then we recommend once a quarter, redo the survey, or at least twice a year, redo the survey and see if there's modifications that you need to take. So your clientele are the people that we love to talk to. If they go to Aceva, A-C-E-V-A.com and use the code that you gave them on behalf of your listeners, they get that discount. And you can also get a free health coaching session. If you're working, Annie, I know you probably have those services, but using your service, they could use our nutrients. However we can generate a synergistic healing impact to your audience is what we're about. So we can start there.
That's amazing. And thank you. Thank you so much, Joe, for that, for this opportunity. I'm personally very excited to check out and try awesome. Your products, and just excited to share with all of my clients and listeners and people out there. So really, really grateful. So thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. And this has been such a gift. I hope you enjoy your yoga tonight. And yes. I will be in touch about our coming out for a road cycling adventure.
Well, you have to. We do rooftop acupuncture every third Thursday, and we do rooftop yoga on the first and third Tuesday. So plan your trip, whatever you want to do, and then we'll take a bike ride. I also have a splurge trip into Old San Juan where we do a coffee, wine, and then even a splurge ice cream. I hate to even say that, but once in a while, you got to have some healthy organic ice cream. So I could take you on that tour.
All right. That sounds
I'm not the guy to talk about ice cream once a month. You know, it proves to us that you can't be perfect.
I love it. And I couldn't agree more. It's important to enjoy and savor the taste too. So
yeah, there you go. Well, thank you again for the opportunity to speak to your group. Love to chat anytime in the future.
Awesome. Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right.